This is Carol Flagg with High Tech Answers. At the 2016 ANI convention in Las Vegas, I had the opportunity to chat with Rick Sinclair, VP of Product at Zermatt. On the conversation, Rick discusses how increasing patient financial responsibility and the shift to value-based care models is impacting providers. He also highlights notable shifts at this year's ANI versus previous years. Here is that interview. So, Rick, thanks for talking with me today. Normally, I am in front of you, but I'm not at ANA this year, and I'm glad you're calling in. So you're in Vegas and with Zermatt, and how are things going there at the conference?
They're great. I wish you were here, but you're missing out on 115-degree heat and a lot of quality conference.
Again, great to catch up with you. So when we last spoke at HIMSS in February, you discussed how it's getting harder and harder for providers to get paid due to a lot of reasons, really, but to name just a couple, because of increasing patient financial responsibility. Obviously, that's the high deductible issues we're facing right now, and the shift to value-based care. So what does the future of reimbursement look like for providers from what you're seeing?
Yeah, I think those trends are still continuing, if not accelerating. So when we think about healthcare providers being reimbursed, it's still three pillars, so there's still just general uncompensated care and trying to extract out as much efficiency as they can from the entire revenue cycle without it reimbursed from insurance companies, from payers, and that's regardless of if they're in a fee-for-service or a fee-for-value environment. That's still continuing to focus on the consumerization of healthcare and realizing that they have to give patients a world-class experience only on the care side, but also on the financial side with pricing transparency and flexible payment options. So we still see both of those three trends continuing. Those are both being constantly reinforced both here at the HFMA conference as well as just nationally in the hundreds and hundreds of conversations that we continue to have with healthcare leaders from all specialties, all healthcare providers.
Yeah, I think sort of the topic consuming providers right now, you know, because the shift to value-based care is obviously going to be happening now and is going to be happening over the next several years as they change the model from what it is right now to new models, and these providers have to be prepared.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're definitely bullishly optimistic about it. You know, there's a lot of reports coming out that are on the opposite cynical approach that may say, well, 50% of hospitals are not participating in a value-based care program. But if you think about it, that means one out of every two are, right?
Right,
that
right.
It's only going to continue to shift and grow. And when you look at a lot of the new payment programs, such as MIPS, that's moving to the ambulatory side, that's moving down market, and that's starting to have a broad ripple effect across the entire industry. And so, you know, it's just good common sense that quality and cost and price and payment should all be tied together, because that's what's going to help all of us that are participating in the healthcare ecosystem ultimately provide as much value as we can.
It's very reminiscent of the first couple of years of meaningful use in EHR adoption. You know, it just takes a while for everybody to get on the train.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So can you give our listeners an on-the-floor perspective of what's happening at ANI and what are people talking about?
A lot. You know, there's certainly been a lot of big news here and a lot of really great, I call them high-quality conversations. I think if I look thematically at what's going on, people are really talking about core revenue cycle issues, and they're talking about the consumerization of healthcare. So what I mean by core revenue cycle issues is, you know, at some conferences you can find it to be a little bit more fluffy and nebulous, and people are talking about innovating innovations or whatever other buzzwords you want to put out there, things that don't make a ton of sense. But here what we see is people are talking about tangibly ways for providers, payers, and patients to collaborate together in different forms and fashions to try and help everyone get paid and have higher quality care. So although it can seem like it's a step back to just simple pragmaticism, actually, I don't think it is. I think it's really refreshing to see a lot of the themes and the conversations be specifically based around seemingly simple and novel, but very complex ideas about how to streamline the entire payment process. And on the consumerization side, it's as simple as patients are being put in control more and more of their care and more about the destiny of their financials. And so just continuing to arm healthcare providers as a whole with tools that allow them to serve their patients very well, although it can seem simple. Like I said, you know, it's really complicated, but it's great to hear that dialogue continuing. So, I mean, without a doubt, those are the themes going on.
Yeah, and is this like a conversation that started last year, or is this like a real shift in thinking this year versus last year or the last couple of years?
I think it's a continuation, but it's a more narrow focus. So, you know, it's certainly no – revenue cycle is nothing that's new, and talking about the consumerization of health is nothing that's new. But it's great to see both a lot of really good companies starting to make major headway there and starting to see a lot of people take notice. So I think it's a reinforcement of a message that's starting to resonate real change.
That's great. So tell me what's next for you guys. What's happening at Zermatt? And give us a preview of what you've got on the drawing board.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff. When I look at the next 6 months, the next 12 months, we're continuing to make heavy investments into both population health and value-based reimbursement. We're continuing to make heavy investments into predictive analytics technologies, contract modeling technology, essentially anything that helps streamline the way healthcare providers aid. And that includes a lot of the patient responsibility consumerization of healthcare things. So stay tuned. We have a lot of major products launching the second half of this year, as well as the second quarter of 2017. That we think are pretty revolutionary, and we're really stoked about it.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, that's great to hear. And I promise the next time I interview you, it'll be face to face versus
looking
versus
forward
remotely.
To it. That'd be fantastic.
Rick, thanks so much for your time, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Yeah, thank you so much. Enjoy staying out of the heat.
Thanks, you too.